اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of this program. I'm really glad to be with you as always.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. And after it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Abul Ainain Shu'aisha, an Egyptian reciter who was born in 1922. He learned Quran recitation at the age of 7, and his first teacher was his father Ahmad Shu'aisha. This prominent master of Quran recitation, who followed the style of Sheikh Muhammad Rif'at, entered Egyptian radio at the age of 17, and at that moment, he was the youngest Quran reciter on the radio. He had a warm voice and precisely pronounced each and every word and letter. Sheikh Abul Ainain Shu'aisha traveled to many Muslim and non-Muslim countries, including France, England, Turkey, Jordan, Syria, Kuwait, and of course Islamic Republic of Iran to recite the verses of the Noble Quran. He was the chairman of the jury panel in Islamic Republic of Iran's 15th International Quran Competition in 1998. He believed that Iranian reciters ranked second after Egyptians and that these two countries have the most number of reciters in the Muslim world. He said, "This great Quranic movement in Iran is indebted to the Islamic Revolution, and I hadn't seen such enthusiasm towards the Noble Quran before the revolution." This prominent master of Quran recitation passed away in 2011 at the age of 89. May Allah bless him. Dear audience, now let's listen to the recitation of Surah At-Tin, recited by Sheikh Abul Ainain Shu'aisha, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. By the fig and the olive, by Mount Sinai, and by this city of security. Verily, we created man of the best stature. Then we reduced him to the lowest of the low. Except those who believe and do righteous deeds, then they shall have a reward without end.
والتين والزيتون والطور سين.
Dear friends, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 1 to 6 of Surah At-Tin, recited by Sheikh Abu Al-Aynayn Shu'aysha. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This recitation by Sheikh Abu Al-Aynayn Shu'aysha, he used Maqam Rast in the entire recitation. And about Maqam Rast, it's one of the major and, in fact, one of the main maqamat of the Qur'an, which are used in the Qur'an. And whenever you're using Maqam Rast, the feeling that you have is it's a very powerful maqam. Rast means upright. Yeah. Rast. It comes from the Persian word rast, which means upright, and it could also mean
strength.
Rast, it could also come from rastigar in Persian, which means
truth.
Prosperous. Okay. Anyway, it's a very powerful maqam, and it's a very pleasurable maqam to listen to. It's one of the main maqams, like I said, in among the maqamat of Quran recitation. And all reciters use this maqam in their recitation without any exception.
And as far as I remember, you said that it might be straight or truth.
Yeah, that's right. And yes, that's right. It's a very... it's used most... They say this, okay? This is very subjective. It's not something... It's not absolute. They say that use this maqam when you are reciting verses that are very true, that mm-hmm. has a lot of truth in them.
Uh-huh.
And you are actually, you're stating a truth. But this is subjective, okay? You could use it in other places as well. And Maqam Rast is known as Abun Nagamat, the father of Maqamat. And just like I said, all reciters have used this maqam. You can't find one reciter who hasn't used Maqam Rast in his mm-hmm. recitation. Just like Maqam Bayati, which is another main maqam, known as Ummun Nagamat.
The mother of yeah. Maqamat.
Yes. Okay, and Sheikh Shu'aisha, he recites all three registers, the qarar, the jawab, and jawabul jawab.
That is the highest register.
Yes. Let's just go ahead and talk about the tajweed, okay? Because we don't have too much time.
And sorry, by jawabul jawab means... We mean at the highest register of the reciter's voice. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. We have the qarar, for example. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. This would be qarar. Mm-hmm. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This would be jawab. See, this is qarar. This is jawab. And jawab al jawab would be even higher than this. See, it's eight notes.
Yeah.
Right? It's an octave, which consists of eight notes. The second octave, another eight notes, if you go higher eight notes, that would be jawab al-jawab.
Now let's talk about tajweed points.
Tajweed points. Watini wa zaytuni wa turi sinin. The word ta, excuse me, the word tur has the letter ta at the beginning. Ta is a very
strong letter.
It's the strongest letter in the Arabic language in terms of the manner of articulation,
mm-hmm.
and also the place of articulation. It's a plosive. It's it's a stop, oral stop, because you completely obstruct the airflow in the mouth,
the oral
cavity. Then you release it like an explosion. You release it suddenly, and it has some other strong characteristics.
It is voiced.
It's voiced. It has isti'la, mm-hmm. which means the root of the tongue is raised. You have to raise the root of the tongue while
pronouncing ta.
It has itbaq, mm-hmm. which means the body of the tongue also takes the shape of the roof of the mouth. Ta, ta,
ta.
And it has qalqala, which means jahr and shidda. And that's it. These characteristics of thought make it the strongest letter in terms of pronunciation.
So here we have
jar means it's voiced,
and shidda means plosive.
Yeah, shidda means it's a plosive. Waturi sinin. You have to make sure that the thought is pronounced correctly. The place of articulation of thought is just like ta, except thought has tafkhim. The mouth opens vertically.
Yeah.
Whenever it's pronounced with a fatha or alif al-mad.
And the root of the tongue is raised.
Yes.
Plus the body, of course.
Yes, of course. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. In this verse, we had all the letters were letters of istifal. All of the letters should be pronounced with tarqiq in this verse. Just like the first verse. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ. We didn't have any letter of isti'la.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان وفيه محاسن الأخلاق